In Massachusetts today, some 345,000 people are living with cancer. With earlier diagnosis and more effective treatments, the American Cancer Society expects that number to climb almost 40% over the next decade.
But cancer patients, thankful for life-saving treatments, are often living with difficult side effects, such as chronic pain and fatigue. Too often they're told that this is their new normal. But as WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum reports, that is beginning to change.
At 38, Julie Silver was diagnosed with breast cancer. As is typical with many cancer patients, Silver's treatment included surgery and chemotherapy. Then she became very ill.
I was really, really sick. I mean, sicker than I had ever imagined. I did some exercise testing, and I tested out as a woman in my 60s, and I started out as a woman in my 30s, so I had aged 3 decades through cancer treatment.
Silver, who is an MD herself, says after her cancer treatment, she was so fatigued and in so much pain that she went to her oncology team for help. She was told to go home and recover.
I was never offered any rehabilitation at all whatsoever. The conversation should have been, we're going to send you for cancer rehabilitation. We're going to help you get stronger. We're going to try to decrease some of your pain. We're going to try to get you back to taking care of your kids better and then eventually going back to work and taking care of your patients.
But that's not what happened. And that's when Silver realized there's a major gap in the care for people who survive cancer. She says just as patients who've had a stroke are offered rehab therapy, so should patients who have undergone toxic and invasive treatments for cancer.
For example, a woman who has a mastectomy, she might have chemotherapy. She may have radiation therapy, too. To reconstruct the breast, she may have muscle transplant. So she's going to have a lot of scarring. She's going to have weakness. She may have loss of range of motion of her shoulders. She'll probably be in a lot of pain. Lots of issues.
In 2009, Silver, who is a rehab specialist and teaches at Harvard Medical School, created a comprehensive program specifically designed to help cancer patients with rehab after their treatment. She's on a campaign to get hospitals and other healthcare facilities to adopt her program called Survivorship Training and Rehabilitation, or STAR. In Worcester, South County Physical Therapy offers this specialized treatment.
I know, this is cool.
You weren't sore?
No, surprisingly.
On a recent morning, physical therapist Jen Goyette greets her client, Deborah Leonard.
I was really swollen and puffy here. That's gone, and it hasn't come back.
2 years ago, Leonard, who is 56, was treated for early breast cancer. She had surgery to remove the small tumor and then several months of radiation therapy. Soon after she finished treatment, she realized something was wrong.
I noticed that I had this lump inside my breast. And clearly I didn't even have that before the surgery because the tumor was so small. Yeah, and this was much bigger. And it just kept getting bigger. In the morning I would start out fine, a little sore. By nighttime, my breast was very swollen and extremely painful.
Leonard's doctors prescribed antibiotics, thinking she might have an infection. And when that didn't work, they tried other invasive treatments, including surgery to remove the scar tissue. But the problem quickly returned.
It debilitates you. You're just not you as a person. You're cranky, you know, you're tired, you're sore. You know, if you're hurting, you focus on the pain.
Doctors were proposing a third surgery when Leonard discovered physical therapist Jen Goyette after her husband had come to South County for rehab after knee surgery.
Perfect. All right, well, come on up.
As Leonard lies on the table, Goyette places her hands gently on Leonard's shoulders. It doesn't look like much is happening.
I'm doing manual lymphatic drainage. We're going in and clearing out roots so that we can have more lymphatic fluid go through those same roots.
Radiation, Goyette explains, can block the lymphatic system. This technique can get that system flowing again. Her client, Deborah Leonard, explains.
As she works with each section, it feels just really pleasant. And, you know, the soreness and any of that chronic ache, it disappears. I call this voodoo magic.
Deborah Leonard received her cancer treatment at UMass Memorial Medical Center. She says doctors there saved her life. Like many state-of-the-art cancer centers, the care at UMass is offered by a team, which includes nutritionists, social workers, and rehab specialists. But, says Rebecca Lansky, a rehab doctor here, the focus in cancer care is still on treatment, not on the aftermath.
Patients are getting stuck, and they don't know where to go. I have a patient who had squamous cell carcinoma of the tongue, had radiation to the whole jaw and neck, and so he couldn't open up his mouth for 6 months. And he basically kept going to his oncologist saying, how can I get better? What can I do? How can I get better? What can I do? And he finally got referred to me. And so we're now opening up his jaw 6 months after he's been unable to move his jaw. That to me is a hole.
A study published by the journal Clinical Oncology found that 90% of cancer patients should be referred to rehab, but only about one-third are. There are signs that is changing. The STAR program, which offers rehab for cancer patients nationwide, is growing. The program is now in about a dozen facilities here in Massachusetts and can be found in almost every state in the country. Breast cancer survivor Deborah Leonard, who endured more than 2 years of pain and disability from her treatments, says she may not have suffered had she known about this type of therapy sooner.
I've had, within 3 sessions, absolutely amazing results. I had a 6-inch mass that is now down to half its size. I'm sleeping at night. I have energy again. More people need to know about this, and more people need to use it, because you don't have to be a martyr and grin and bear it. This works.
The Commission on Cancer, which accredits cancer programs in U.S. hospitals, this year announced new requirements aimed at improving care for the growing number of cancer survivors, including better access to rehab therapy.
And that story was produced and reported by WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum.
Well, stay with us, because coming up next, what if someday there were no such thing as cancer at all? A Harvard geneticist joins us to talk about how synthetic biology could bring us, among other things, a disease-free future. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.